AFK Audio Fantasy Knowledge, the first and only podcast on medieval and fantasy definitions and terminology. For questions, comments, or requests, email us at afkpodcasts@gmail.com. Okay, let's begin our quest. Hello, and welcome to another episode of AFK Audio Fantasy Knowledge. I'm Adam, and today we're going to talk about something very near to my heart in the world of archery. I'm talking about the deadly bodkin arrow. A bodkin tip is a type of arrowhead used by medieval archers. It has a very basic design that is squared at the base for strength and then gradually tapered to a very sharp point. These points can be up to 6 inches in length and were designed to penetrate armor. The bodkin complemented the standard broadhead tip, which had long cutting edges that would create a large wound channel in the flesh but easily bounced off the heavy armor. The name comes from the Old English bodkin or bootkin, a type of sharp pointed dagger. The concept of the bodkin was used for military purposes centuries before it was mounted on an arrow shaft. The javelin, or pilum, was one of the earliest uses and shared the tactics of the bow. Launch a high volume of these missile weapons at the beginning of an engagement until the enemy is within melee range. The pilum was designed to penetrate the enemy's shield with a pointed bodkin-type tip. The barbed ends made the spear impossible to pull out of the shield, rendering it useless. The shield was then dropped by the enemy, therefore decreasing his defensive abilities. Some other definitions of the word bodkin is a small, pointed instrument for making holes in cloth or leather. Also a long, pin-shaped instrument used by people to fasten up their hair. And the last is a small dagger, a type of stiletto. Okay, and now some literary uses. Many authors use the term bodkin in their work, but one that stands out here for me is Barnard Cornwell. He's a historical fiction writer. In his novel Agincourt, based on the battle that occurred in the year 1415, he describes the bodkin arrows being deployed by the feared English and Welsh archers against the French. These arrows helped bring the greatly outnumbered English to victory. Some broadhead arrows were also used against the horses that attacked the English line, but most were bodkins to pierce the armor. According to Cornwell, a good archer could easily shoot 15 arrows a minute, so 5,000 archers could lose 75,000 arrows in 1 minute. That's more than 1,000 a second. I'd hate to be on that receiving end. Alright, now some fantasy and medieval news. Some humbling news that I found out recently is that children's fantasy powerhouse and British author Brian Jacques, hopefully I'm pronouncing his last name right, he passed away in February at the age of 71 from a heart attack. I'm not sure if any of the listeners read his work, but Jacques had a long-running series called Redwall. It sold over 20 million copies and was translated into, I believe, 29 different languages. Well, he will be missed. All right, before we wrap it up, I want to do our Name That Audio Clip again. Listen to this audio clip from a movie, and go ahead and email me with your answers if you can guess which movie it's from.
Inconceivable!
Well, that ends our quest for today. I hope you've enjoyed listening. If you have any questions, comments, or requests, you can email me at afkpodcast@gmail.com. Until we meet again, keep reading and keep writing.